B-Pod Studios.
Time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going.
Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. Write this number down in case you want to use the sound off line in the future. 610-771-9705. And you got something to say. It's a good number to have handy because you can publish your thought right away. And we may make it to, larger than life on the big show. Let's see what we got today on Sound Off.
Watched the Braves last night and come to the realization that there's no chance for playoffs this year. That Braves team's too good, and I think wild card wise, there'll be other teams better. But we got to keep building and hope we get some good people in here that we compete with the likes of the Dodgers and the Braves.
Oh, my God. You're already accepting the fact that the Phillies aren't going to make it to the playoffs? What? I'm not accepting that fact. It might not happen, but I can't accept it. Put the heat on the front office to make it happen.
I don't want Tobias Harris coming back. What did he do for this team? Oh, that's right. Nothing. Why would we bring back a guy who didn't do a single thing that he was supposed to do when he came to this team? He could have not been here, and the result would have been exactly the same. He was a waste. Bring him back.
You're sure changing Tobias a little bit. Tobias helped out. Got a nice blend with them.
First it was no banners at the bat, right? Then they took my hoagie off me, right? Now they're going to charge me to watch them practice. That's like watching paint dry. Man, this organization, they're out their minds.
Yeah, it was so off-putting that they sold out in record time.
Yeah, and he was doing a fake voice. I think he was trying to be sarcastic, saying that it's not a big deal. And that's what some people are doing there. Yeah, I think that was a fake. Because the way he said hoagie wasn't.
Hoagie.
Yeah, he was making fun of Eagles fans.
He was making fun of Eagles fans.
So he was like a non-Eagle fan trying to slide in.
Uh-huh.
Probably.
All right, I got you.
I'm really upset with the Philadelphia Eagles, man. I'm really upset that they're charging after years and years of not charging people to watch the open practices. Don't they understand that the people that's coming to these open practices for free, that's their own charity. That's a charity alone.
It's funny, like the veiled tax deduction they get out of this because they're actually opening their house for an event that they're not literally charging for.
Right.
You can take that tax deduction for the electric that's used, the water that's used, all that stuff. So it's deductible.
It's funny that you mentioned Steven Seagal. His three best movies are Under Siege, Out for Justice, and Above the Law. There were a movie or two in his career where he did take some blows, but not many. I have every one of his movies, Mike. I don't know why, because he's the worst actor maybe I've ever seen.
I'm telling you, in Out for Justice, he lights up at least 100 people and does not take a blow early. Not even from behind. Like in that pool scene, there's a guy surrounding him. He didn't even take a blow from behind. Like somebody hit him over the head with a Q-stick.
It's ridiculous. And he's in Russia right now doing the same thing at 350. 350 pounds. Jet black hair still.
350 pounds?
Oh, it's huge.
Oh, no.
But he's going around beating up these Russians because he's some Russian. But the Russians aren't really fighting him. They're just standing there, and he's making demonstrations. He's cool with Putin somehow.
Man, how could you be like a martial artist at one point in your life and blow up the 350 pounds?
Oh, yeah, he's 350.
Yeah, you can't do that.
So I just saw that the Eagles have one open practice this year for the public at $10 per head, which will go toward autism. Jeffrey Lurie should step up. The Eagles are a money-making machine. He should match with his fans.
That would be nice, but you don't need the fans' money. Make the donation and tell the fans to get him for free. Would have been nicer.
Just wondering, with the trade with Anthony Davis and with what LeBron's doing with the Lakers, do you think that's why Magic left?
just because of the way LeBron can take over a team and perhaps LeBron make Magic look bad?
Well, that would be a reason why Magic would stay. Because LeBron can orchestrate a great team. So why didn't you take advantage of that? But Magic left because it was front office squabbles. And Magic didn't want to not come to work and get called out on it, basically.
Pitching staff is horrible. And what I don't understand is they have so many coaches. Can't the coaches teach our pitchers to use the outside and the inside part of the plate or high and low instead of trying to throw everything down the middle of the plate?
Yeah, well, I'm sure the pitching coaches are telling the guys to do that, what you said. But it's like like the, telling a guy and doing it are two different things. The pitching coaches are probably giving the right advice. It's just it's the guy himself on the mound that isn't doing it because he's not good enough. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 545 to see if your sound dog gets on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.